This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We look round, not a real show, it's a boom. Heard the snark, there's a place where I thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they've been putting up a fight. And the thunder of the laughs, you got off the hook.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Thank you.
I love it. You guys are so great.
We didn't do nothing yet, honey.
But she knows.
You're supposed to tell us we're that great after we do something. What does it matter with her, Slim?
I don't know. She thought we're great.
Well, see, then that's putting too much pressure on us, and we got to be great, or she's going to be disappointed. You know? Nothing worse than disappointing a woman.
True.
Then you'll never hear the end of it.
Absolutely.
And all her friends will hear about it. It doesn't work well. Anyway. Hello, and welcome to Off Hook Radio for October 11th.
2022.
Hey, by the way, all this Facebook crap that's screwed up that works on our phones and doesn't work on our computers anymore. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but our Live Now post didn't go up on our show page.
What the fuck? Really?
Right. It didn't.
I'll try to fix that.
Oh, well, we're already live now, so.
Well, yeah, but
I'm just telling you.
Fuck, tune in. Well, there's people tuning in, but I just don't know why the Live Now did. It should have.
Well, I'm not going to start with my opening that I have written down. I want to bring this up because I was switching.
Hold on, you got breaking news, right?
This is breaking news.
All right, there you go. I had to give you.
I like that.
I had that queued up too. I was going to think.
Did you?
We didn't have one. I was ready to have one.
That was That wouldn't have been my walk-up song when I played in the major leagues, but I like it. Anyway. No, I flipped over to Tucker for a couple of minutes in between watching the hockey game and having my giant salad for dinner. And I caught, well, the one story I'm going to do about Tulsi Gabbard. But the other thing was the European Parliament had a hearing. It was either Friday or Monday. I'm not sure which, but it was one or the other. About COVID. And a conservative member of the European Parliament, I believe he was from Austria, but I'm not going to swear to that, asked a representative from Pfizer a direct question and demanded a direct answer.
How did that go?
To wit, he asked her if during all this run-up, during all this stuff where all these mandatory vaccination things went out all over the place and governors cracked down on people and the federal government's firing SEALs and Coast Guardmen and Marines and sailors and teachers got fired and nurses had to walk off the job after risking their ass for a year. Did Pfizer test the COVID vaccine for preventing the spread of COVID? Because, you know, this was the pandemic of the unvaccinated, right? And isn't that what Joe Blow kept telling us? Uh-huh. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. You unvaccinated people, Howard Stern said, we should all just die. You know, liberals on MSNBC, they should pay for their own health care if they don't get vaccinated, then screw them, fuck them. We should force it into their arms. all that stuff was going on. The answer from Pfizer, under oath, in the European Parliament, at a big hearing, well attended, just the other day, said no, we were too busy trying to get it out. We never tested it for its efficacy against the spread of the disease.
Was it tested for nothing?
It was tested against the disease, that it could fight it a little bit, that it would help, you know, help kill it off faster, which lessens symptoms, things like that. All that's well and good, and I'm sure it does do that. But if you guys noticed, they were making children get the fucking shots to go to school. The Israelis went nuts. They had everybody get vaccinated, including all their military, which is all their young men and women, you know, between 18 and 25. Geez, all these young men in Israel are getting heart disease. And young women are having fertility problems and problems with their cycles and things like that.
Look at all the young athletes that we saw that got, you know, had heart problems.
We've had people just fall the fuck over. We've had, you know, 18, 19-year-olds that just fall over playing sports when they weren't really, you know, they weren't in 100-degree heat or killing themselves. So the vaccine that we've been told by every left-wing politician and some of the moderate Republicans, Mitt Romney, you dumb bastard, and a few others, that was going to protect the world from the spread of this heinous disease, which we wouldn't have gotten if China hadn't released it on us anyway, will not prevent the spread. Now, if tomorrow the federal government doesn't come out and announce tomorrow that every military person who had a religious objection or whatever objection to taking the vaccine will be reinstated at their previous rank and pay, and the ones that are on the pending getting kicked out list can stay. If they don't do that tomorrow,
they won't.
You should all go fucking nuts. Okay. They lie to us. They lie to us. They lie to us. The media chumps that back them up lie to us. And then we sit there and take it up the ass. I don't think we should. I mean, look, Rick.
Yo.
You never took the fucker, right?
I am pure blood.
And you've had the COVID.
Yeah.
So you're better protected than anybody that took the goddamn vaccine anyway.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't admit that for over a year. They wouldn't admit that for like 18 months. They wouldn't admit that if having COVID was better than a vaccination. Oh, no, you need the vaccination anyway. Why?
I'm not getting my 10-year-old vaccinated. She's been around me, who was deathly sick with COVID, not hospitalized, but very sick. She was around my wife, who's now had COVID 3 times. My daughter, who's had COVID twice. My mother-in-law, who's had COVID. My mother, who's had COVID. And guess what? My daughter's never had COVID.
COVID.
Guess what? My daughter's never had a vaccine. Mm. I will never. And we just took her to a physical just the other day, last week. I think it was Thursday. And the doctor came in and says, "Well, I think we should give McKenna her COVID shot." And I said, "Absolutely not." She's like, "Well, why?" And I told her exactly what I just said to you guys. I mean, why should she take the vaccine at this point in this game when she hasn't gotten the disease?
Doesn't prevent it. Pfizer just admitted it.
But you know what that means? In Florida, you're going to hear the Morgan & Morgan commercial very soon.
They can't sue them.
You can't sue them. You signed away your rights. There is no suing for this, unfortunately.
But you know how I occasionally give stock tips on the show? Anybody who hadn't already sold Pfizer, because Pfizer's been taking a dump because nobody sell wants to get the boosters, you better sell it on the open tomorrow, because they're about to take it up the ass.
Yeah. What about Moderna?
Well,
the same difference.
And you can't sue them either.
Pfizer made the most money off this thing because they got it produced the fastest, and they sold the most shots.
But wasn't Pfizer? Wasn't theirs the worst?
No, Johnson Johnson's.
That's right. I'm sorry. You're right. Johnson Johnson's.
There's actually one even worse than that. That the European, we didn't even let them do it here. Europeans let them do it for a while, and then they outlawed it. But I can't remember which one that was.
So you can't sue them even though you signed something under false pretenses.
Yeah, there was some sort of law passed. There is no vaccine lawsuit.
Well, then they knew about it all along.
Well, this is not a vaccine. So there can't be.
It's not a vaccine. What it is a therapeutic they passed off as a vaccine.
Right.
And you take therapeutics when you get something, not to prevent them, but this helps to prevent it, the symptoms from killing you. And if you're old or have heart conditions or diabetes or you're fat or whatever, okay, taking the shot to make sure that when you get it, you have a chance of surviving is fine. But nobody under 50 was dying from this shit unless they were morbidly obese or had some underlying condition. Some asshole liberal out there is going to go, I can give you three examples. Well, okay, there you go. Give me three out of how many million deaths were there? You know, fuck you.
There's going to be.
I mean, nobody objects to kids taking measles vaccines and rubella. And there's a couple of deaths from those every year, too. You know, and those things have been around for, 40, 50 years. So,
When I was a kid, I didn't take those vaccines either. If a cousin had the measles, everybody brought, all the cousins over to that house. Hey, we're having a party.
Just like the chicken.
Same way you did. You got natural immunization because you got it.
Yeah, chickenpox, measles, mumps. So I had them all.
So you need the goddamn vaccine.
I didn't need any.
Did you get gonorrhea, too? And all that.
No.
Oh, you guys didn't do that. No. You guys didn't.
No.
Slim.
Is there a vaccine against that?
I'm sorry. I'm just being funny.
That's all right. So anyway, at least two of us are coming to you from the free state of Florida, and Slim's coming to you from New York, which I hope gets freer after November 8th when Lee Zeldin wins the governorship over the criminal coddler Kathy Hochul, who's got to be the dumbest woman on the planet. I mean, when you look dumber than Kamala Harris or AOC, you're pretty fucking dumb. But I just looked at a poll and she's like 10 points ahead. And
ooh, AOC?
No, Kathy Hochul.
Oh, okay.
The moron who's running for governor against Lee Zeldin, who's actually a good American. So, New York, you get what you pay for. But New York needs help. And if they elect Zeldin, perhaps then we could loan him Sheriff Grady Judd. Have him go down to New York City for about 6 months. That's probably all he'd need. He gave us the best Hurricane Ian quote. And he is the country's best sheriff. So I'm going to read you his Hurricane Ian quote. And if you've got a liberal in the room, please turn this up loud, very loud. Turn this way up. Make sure they hear you because the meltdown will be fun.
Nice.
I'll give you a couple of seconds. Get your volumes adjusted. Here is the quote to Polk County, Florida residents from the greatest sheriff in the country, Grady Judd. People have the right to be safe in their homes. I recommend if a looter enters your home, grab your gun and shoot him. You shoot him so he looks like grated cheese. End quote.
You know what he forgot to add in there, though? A problem. You should have added, and if you don't know how to make them look like grated cheese, just attend one of our Saturday classes, and we'll show you.
That was a different sheriff, but it's also Florida. Okay. It's a good point. Yeah, that was another sheriff who's, Florida does not. Florida's got a lot of criminals. We're soon to be, but we're the third biggest state now, and. We're only behind California and Texas now. So we're the third biggest state in the country. So we've got our shares of criminals. I mean, look, our stupid criminals come from Florida all the time. Well, today they're from California.
Yay.
But, we've got a lot of tough sheriffs down here. And the only sheriffs that aren't tough down here are the ones that have no choice because they get elected in Broward County or, Dade County where, the Democrats, basically print ballots and do what they want. But people, please do not vote for people who think that a criminal breaking into your home or, you know, criminals breaking into our country every day for that matter. That criminal or those criminals are more important than you. And too many of these assholes running for things think that criminal is more important than you. Kathy Hochul is one of them. John Fetterman in Pennsylvania is one of them. Whitmer in Michigan, she's one of them. You know,
this is international film and television star Nick Searcy.
Well, Nick Searcy's not one of them.
I do not know how that happened.
Nick Searcy's a Law and Order guy, or he wouldn't be doing our intro. I love Nick Searcy. Anyway, these people that do that are just woke idiots. And I've got some more woke idiots from Pennsylvania. This is outside Philadelphia in Montgomery County, where a lot of ballot printing seems to go on. This is just the woke politicians' attitude to everything. PA school district cancels Halloween parades due to inclusivity and safety concerns. In Montgomery County, Lower Marion School District, which is it's where Kobe Bryant went to school, they've hosted Halloween parades for more than 50 years, but it's come to a halt. The school district's 6 elementary schools administrators sent out letters about the decision to cancel children Halloween parades. Some parents are not happy with the decision, while others are reportedly relieved. Yes, that's the ones who print ballots. They're great. They're fun. It's the anticipation. Everybody talks about the costumes that they're going to wear. It gives the kids something to do. I mean, well, look, when you were kids, we always had Halloween day, right?
Always. Yeah, absolutely.
Hell yeah. You know, and somebody would win a prize for the best costume and, you know, 3 or 4 people would be, you know, upset about it. And the rest of us were like, fuck it. We just wore, you know, eye black or you know, our football helmet or something just so that we didn't have to do anything weird. Okay, that was me. But this one guy has memories of his older children in the parades, but they aren't going to have the same memories with their younger child. I feel it's like it's crossing the line, and where does it end? So the next people are going to be offended by pumpkins. So we're going to take away pumpkins or jack-o'-lanterns or pumpkin carving.
Oh, no pumpkin cheesecake.
The school district now saying, no, safety is the main concern. The district won't be able to screen who comes to the parade due to the fact that they aren't outside. Oh, for God's sakes.
Well, I'm sorry.
That doesn't even make sense. It's schools. These schools should have the whatchacallums at the door when you walk in anyway, right?
No, but they're talking about parades outside and that. And if the kids are outside.
If it is outside. Yeah, I think they just misprinted outside. That in the store. Yeah, yes, the parades are outside.
Right. And I actually, this is something that I have a kind of a problem with right now too, because I'm dealing with these same issues because I have kids in school and, you know, they're allowing these kids to go outside for these parades that we're not allowed to go to, but they're still outside running around a road where there's strangers driving up and down the road or walking by people's houses.
Oh, we just marched around the schools. All we did.
Well, sometimes they do, but here, our one elementary school, they parade down the road into the one park and then, you know, come back. But parents aren't allowed to attend. But, you know, it's all public, you know, it's public land. It's public, you know.
Just let your kids enjoy the fucking holiday, okay? And make sure you go through their bags. And anything that looks like a Smarty candy, throw it the hell away because of the fentanyl problem.
Stop. But. Stop. Wait. No, listen. I've got to stop you right there. This scare tactic of your kids are going to get these fentanyl-laced fucking candies is absolute bullshit, people. There's no drug dealer in his fucking right mind that's going to give a kid a free $25 to $50 pill on Halloween.
His right mind. You know, there are sick bastards out there.
This isn't going to happen, though. The chances of your kid getting a fentanyl-laced, one of these fentanyl-laced candies is just as good a chance of winning Powerball.
What you do is you go to Zip's house because Zip gives out full-size candy bars.
Ooh.
And Skittles. And they always go, oh, you're the full-size guy. That's what she said. But, yeah. I do about full size, but I'm like, come on, we're ruining Halloween for kids because these woke assholes are scared of everything. You know, have a couple of ex-military fathers march along with the kids carrying. oh my God, we can't do that. Oh, the liberal heads will explode. But it makes more sense than just canceling it, disappointing all these poor kids. Let these kids just been through 2 years of hell with, you know, the fucking computers learning bullshit and everything else they've had to go through and wear masks, don't wear masks, go to school this day. Now you can't go to school. It's closed this day. You know, they've been through all this crap for 2 years. Let them get back to normal. No, we can't do that. We must maintain control. We are the authority.
When I was a kid, all I had to worry about was razor blades and apples.
There you go.
Nothing else.
So, yeah, screw the kids over. But, you know, it's fine for these people. But, you know, if you literally, here's the other thing that pissed me off this week. I was reading this because I just threw it in here. But if you literally want to screw kids, we're not allowed to call you a pedophile and kick your ass anymore, apparently. They want us to, quote, understand minor attracted people, unquote. So they're even changing the name. You can't even call them pedophiles. Now they want to call it minor attracted people. Like that doesn't change what the fuck they want to do. You know, I understand them. You know, around me, I'm going to treat them just like looters in Florida. I'm going to turn them into minor attracted Swiss cheese. How's that?
This is one of those changing the definitions, just like they changed the definition of a woman.
Leave the kids alone. Let them have their Halloween parades and quit feeling them up and sniffing them, Joe Biden.
You just sniff them.
Jesus. Anyway, parents are fighting back at school boards, which is good.
So they go
and it scares the woke wimps, but then they got the so-called Justice Department to arrest parents and label them terrorists. We all saw that. You know, but I mean, you know, they saw, you know, you had COVID and the kids were on computers and parents were watching what their kids' teachers were saying. And some of their kids' teachers are weirdo, fucking strange. You know, these woke assholes complain, well, some of these people just shouldn't be police. Yes, some of them should not be police. But I'm guaranteeing that percentage is a lot lower than the ones who shouldn't be teachers. You know, 95% of teachers are great. 95. That's 19 out of 20. That means there's a lot of asshole teachers. And I'll bet you the bad cop number isn't 5%. I bet you it's more like 1%. But I know a lot of cops and I know a lot of teachers. And I also see libs of TikTok. So that's right. That's where I see the weird. If you want to see the weird teachers, go to libs of TikTok. You got to join TikTok, but Elon Musk is going to own it soon, so it'll be okay.
He's not going to own TikTok.
Or not TikTok.
Twitter.
Libs of TikTok is on Twitter.
Right.
You can get it off of Twitter. I apologize. But what they do is they go to Twitter and they post TikTok videos of these woke asshole weirdo teachers talking about their gender fluidity and stuff like that and their children that they're counseling. And not telling their parents because Jimmy thinks he wants to be Jenny and he's in fourth grade and I support his rights. He's fucking nine. He don't have any rights. Unless his parents say he's got the rights. Assholes. We talked about this before. When you're 18, fine. You want to do the banana split surgery when you're 18, go the fuck ahead. All right? But when you do a mastectomy on a girl before she even hits puberty, you're a sick bastard in my book. But the Justice Department going after these parents is, you know, that pissed me off too. Apparently this is the night of whatever pisses off me. But the administration of the damned, which is what I now call the Biden administration. I just thought of that today, but I like it. It's Halloween's coming up. So we got the administration of the damned. Try it with these parents, assholes. Next story. Is from Michigan. Muslim parents shut down Michigan school board meeting over sexually explicit LGBTQ books. They've risen up in protests against their woke schools by shutting down Michigan school board meeting over sexually explicit LGBTQ books being given to their children. They were yelling, chanting, hundreds of people were chanting, vote them out. The majority of parents and protesters attending the last Monday's Dearborn Public Schools meeting, and trust me, if you know anything about Dearborn, Michigan, the Muslims can vote out anybody they want in Dearborn, Michigan. They're not the majority, but they're damn close. Or maybe they are the majority by now. I don't know. you know, last time my ex-wife was Arab, and she told me that Dearborn was damn near majority Muslim, and that was years ago. So it might be now. You know, in Virginia, it was parents objecting to the school boards that turned the state from blue to red, and it could be happening again in Michigan. But these books that they're bitching about are the exact same ones that Virginia, Texas, and Florida all pulled from the schools. And, of course, the liberals are screaming, they're burning books, they're burning books. Look what they're burning. And we told you what they're burning. You know, they're burning the books that are in the grade school libraries showing a 10-year-old boy in a cartoon giving head to a full-grown man, and it's okay. No, there's nothing okay about that. There's nothing ever okay about that. There's nothing okay about it happening in real world. There's nothing okay about putting it in a damn book and shoving it in your kid's face. There's nothing okay with Susie and Jenny becoming scissor friends. That was in some of those books. Okay. Yeah, you know, they grew up, they're 18 years old. That's what they want to do. Fine, knock yourself out. Don't be showing it to my 8 or 10-year-old. Slim, you got a 10-year-old, right?
Yes, I do.
You want her seeing that shit?
Not really.
Yeah, what would you do to the school board people who wouldn't take them out of your school? You'd run the fuck against them.
I would, well.
You should. You're a goddamn television star where you live. You could probably get elected. People know you.
I really don't want to, though.
You're famous. You are famous. A lot of people have seen that beach picture.
I woke up onto the front page of the newspaper today.
You're on the front page of the newspaper. Slim, why are you not in charge of everything by now?
I don't know.
All right, wait. Why were you on the front page of the newspaper?
Because I did a story on some pumpkins for work. I happened to wake up on the front page of the newspaper, unbeknownst. I thought it was just going to be buried in the living section sometime. I don't even know when, but I woke up.
Just don't tell them how you poke the eyes through the pumpkin, okay?
I will not tell them how I poke the eyes. Yeah,
that would scare them.
Probably land me in jail. There's probably a law against that.
Wait, is that how the top of the pumpkin gets blown off?
Maybe.
Well, it got really rowdy, but the American Federation of Teachers Union was there to support these books. The Dearborn parents did not. The Dearborn parents are Muslim. The police didn't even know if the meeting was still going on because it was just going so bad. But they go, the mobs opposed to some LGBTQ books took over the meeting as various factions jostled for power. I'm sorry, people, but the power is in the vote. They have the vote. You fuckers are gone. You know, here's how Arab Dearborn, Michigan is. The police chief's name is Issa Shaheen. Okay?
They're in trouble.
They run that town. Okay? They are conservative in their religions. Some of them are way too conservative in their religions, and that's why there's fighting and shit all over the place. But most of them are just good people who want to practice their religion and be left the fuck alone. And they don't want this crap in their kids' faces. And these liberal, these mostly white liberal board members didn't want to do it. So, hey, let's see the Democrats bitch about these people. Let's see the Justice Department go arrest some of them. Let's see the FBI show up at their doors with 7 rifles aimed at the guy's head because he was yelling about the pervert book in his child's school. Let's see that happen. You know, they sure as hell do it to Christians. Oh, I get it. Only being Christian in this country is bad, except for this was founded as a Judeo-Christian country. Okay. And we accept everybody. If you're Muslim, you want to live here, that's fine. Go ahead. You got freedom of religion. That's guaranteed in our Constitution. Knock yourself out. Enjoy your religion. Live your life and follow the laws. That's all anybody asks. But who doesn't follow the laws? The people in charge. That's what's wrong with this country. So I like the fact these parents are fighting back. And, you know, Muslims have always voted overwhelmingly for Democrats. And things like this might start changing that. You know, 10 years ago, Republicans were happy to get 1/3 of Hispanic votes. Now it looks like they're going to get about 2/3 of Hispanic votes in the upcoming elections. People are catching on to this insanity. So these woke fools that are running our schools turned out entitled, done nothing at all, know-it-alls. They aren't going to help society. It takes hard work and critical thinking to help society and get yourself ahead and take care of your family. And since we lost our podcast 2 weeks ago, we're going to use, that's all right, shit happens. We're going to use Bear Girl as a perfect example of what these people to turn out. The youngins think they're so smart. Let me explain something to you youngins. 50 years ago, your car manual showed you how to adjust the valves. Now your car manual tells you not to drink the battery fluid. Okay?
Yeah. Your snowblower says do not use on roof.
Yes. That's where we're at, Tide Pod generation. So it's longer than we normally do, but this is worth it. So just picture this. We're just off a lake. This girl's kayak is pulled out and near the wood walkway coming up from the lake. A brown bear is looking at the kayak. And she starts yammering at the bear from about 20 yards away, which quite frankly isn't anywhere near far enough away, dumbass. And the bear starts towards her. Here's what happens.
Thank you for leaving my kayak alone. I'm going to pepper spray you in the face. That's what I'm going to do to you.
That was the pepper spray.
Go away. No, get away from the kayak. Get away from that kayak.
Make up your mind.
Come here. Come on.
Now she's telling him to come here.
Stop it, bear. Stop it. Bear. Bear. Bear, you're breaking it. You're breaking my kayak. Why are you doing that? Why are you breaking my kayak? Why are you breaking my kayak? What am I gonna do? Why are you breaking my kayak? Stop it! Bear, stop that! Stop that, bear! Bear, stop! Stop breaking my kayak!
Your kids wouldn't even listen to you talking to them like that, Slim.
No.
The end of November.
Oh, yes. Bear!
She went to Biden school.
Stop that! Bear, stop that! Bear! Bear, stop that! Bear, stop that!
You want pieces of the kayak are flying around.
Bear, stop that! Please stop that, bear! Bear, please stop that! Please stop breaking my thing!
Oh, you pepper sprayed him, bitch.
Things. He's pissed. It's not even food. It doesn't even taste good.
Yeah, but
it's
you are. Watch out.
Bear, please stop. Please stop, bear. Bear, please stop. Please stop that, bear. Bear, I don't care. I'm going to bear spray you. Please stop. Bear, bear. Bear, 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 please stop.
Can you imagine being her husband?
God.
If anybody's dumb enough to marry her. Oh, my God. I tell you, guys, if you're dating a girl and her voice sort of sounds like that, find out if it's her from this video. Because if it is her from this video, run. Run.
I mentioned this on the Lost podcast. I think she just had his name wrong all along. It wasn't Bear. It was Yogi.
Oh, Yogi.
Yeah. She just had said, Yogi, stop. I think it would have been all over.
You think?
Maybe.
I like the fact that she told the bear to leave the kayak alone. So the bear says, okay, fine. He walks up to her. She sprays him with pepper spray.
Well, he's going to, that
Iggy backs off and he says, well, fuck you. Now I'm going back to the kayak and tear it up. And then she, while he's tearing up the kayak, she tells him to come back to her.
Come here.
She said, come here, what, three times? How dumb are these fucking people? But anyway, the man that's letting all this happen, of course, is Pedo Joe. He never met a 9-year-old he wouldn't sniff or a daughter he wouldn't take a shower with. He's gone upstairs. We all know that. But he doesn't realize it. Of course, he doesn't realize much else either. But his ego is a lifelong politician. You got to understand this, people. His ego is as huge as his Chinese bank account. You all caught on a long time ago. It's the fools that want to vote for a Kathy Hochul in New York or a John Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Those are the people we need to talk to. Because they're voting for him just because they have a D behind their name, because they've been watching MSNBC for 6 years and they think all Republicans are evil and the Russians really did elect Trump. And the laptop is all a Russian hoax. These people are so brainwashed and so out of touch. And believe me, I've got two of them in my family. I know. You gotta talk to these folks. Because when Biden talks to them, it's just so bad. And you know, they gotta start realizing it by now. So, you know, Trumpy was doing a thing the other day, a rally. And I think this was in Arizona, but I'm not gonna swear to it. Arizona, where Kerry Lake is governor and Blake Masters as senator, should win. Kerry Lake's ahead in the polls. And most people don't split their ballots that way. And Blake Masters is within the margin of error. And these polling places tend to run 4, 5, 6 points for the Democrats anyway. So I think they're both going to win. But this clip that Trumpy ran was 4 minutes, and a lot of it's visual. So we're not going to play all of it for you, but we got a taste of what Trumpy played at the rallies. This is the Bumbler in Chief clip. Go ahead.
We had just a little quick video made up. Would you like to see it?
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I haven't. Look.
Let's get ready to bumble!
I think it's a right for people that bad at health care. True and international effort to pressure.
God, I can't believe I said that.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Y'all ready for this?
I was going to put him in the...
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Wait.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
If you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway...
Well, anyway, that pretty much sums up his whole administration. Well, anyway. So that went on about three times that long. But like I said, a lot of it's visual, like him falling up the stairs of the plane and falling over on his bike and all that kind of shit was in there. So, I mean, these are just clips, quickie clips from stuff he's done in a year and a half. Okay. I mean, Obama misspoke a bunch of times. Trump misspoke a bunch of times. You wouldn't be able to get anywhere near this many clips out of either one of them. Because, well, whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them on policy, neither one of them was a functional idiot. This gentleman is. So, to prove it a little bit further, just another example, and I was going to do this clip myself. But I saw it made Saturday Night Live. And the guy's comment on Saturday Night Live was almost what I was going to say anyway. Except for mine was, had a swear word in it. But the day after this rally, President Poopy Pants was at it again. And it's bad enough now that this clip, like I said, is on NBC, who has not said a nice thing about a Republican in last decade. Saturday Night Live, who hasn't said a nice thing about a Republican in the last 2 decades. So maybe the first anti-democratic bit in decades on Saturday Night Live. We've got it for you now. Go ahead.
This week, President Biden pardoned thousands of convicted marijuana users, and it feels like maybe he celebrated with them a little, because yesterday, Biden gave a speech at a car factory and opened with this.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
Wow. Well, let me respond with two words. Jesus H. Christ. Biden was then heard criticizing reporters at the White House for shouting questions at him. Questions like, what year is it? And who's the current president? Also, they weren't reporters, they were doctors.
That was pretty good. That last part was pretty good. I like that. But yeah, I was two words, made in America.
Hey, I gotta pass something interesting along. It just happened while we were doing.
He obviously flunked math. I know he finished really low in his law class. He was like 70 something out of 80, and but apparently he didn't have to take math.
You have the new iPhone, right?
Have yes,
you got
I do.
Yours yet?
Well, I got it. Yeah.
Are you running the new iOS 16? I would assume.
Yes,
you're
and
on.
I've got the new chip,
but you're on the actual, you know, the public version of iOS 16. But I'm on like the beta version way up. So there's a new thing that just popped up on my phone. You're gonna find this quite hilarious, I think. I got a pop up and it says clean energy charging in your region. Your iPhone will try to selectively charge when lower carbon emission electricity is available.
Apple's a great company, but it is run by a bunch of left-wing.
I screenshotted it. I will send this shit to you. So now they're going to selectively decide when.
But I will also remind all you people that 4 years ago, I told you after Apple went through their little bump in the road and everything, after Steve Jobs died and the one phone didn't do so well, I told you buy Apple. And Apple quadrupled pretty much and then did it, what? A 4-for-1 stock split, I think it was. You'd have made a lot of money if you listened to me. But don't listen to me now. I don't have any money in the market. I won't put any money in the market with this bumbling asshole in charge of things. But those of you with 401ks you're planning on retiring on, and you had $150,000 balance in it last year, and now you look at it and you're down to about 102, just remember who took that money from you before you vote in November, please. Just remember, okay? If Republicans are assholes, we can throw them out easy. Republicans at least have some shame. If we catch a Republican being an asshole, they resign. You know, if you catch a Democrat being an asshole, like, you know, stealing an entire speech from a British politician in 1987, only two or three months after he gave the speech, and you totally plagiarized the whole thing, what happens to you? No, you get elected. You get reelected to the Senate about five times and you become vice president and then president. You know, Joe Biden's career should have been over in 1987. But he's a Democrat and they just pretend all this shit doesn't happen. At least that's one thing I'll give Republicans credit for. If a Republican gets caught being an asshole, the other Republicans force him to resign. So. That's about the only good thing I can say about him. That's why I'm still an independent. I don't want to be part of any party. So, well, I'm never afraid to call a Republican an asshole. Many are, you know, but these, you know, they're nowhere near normal. So you don't have any choice who to vote for. But one of the few normal D's was a lady named Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. You might remember that she won a couple of the Democratic presidential debates. She explains this whole situation well today on her new podcast, Tulsi Gabbard Podcast. If you want to look it up, I highly recommend it. She's a good American. I mean, she's a colonel in the reserve. She ran for president. She's a five-term congresswoman from the most liberal state in the country, Hawaii. And she had enough. She resigned as being a congresswoman. She's been in private. She's been private for 2 years now, I guess. But here is her quote. I'll just read this to you. Just listen to me. This is from a woman who was the hottest thing in Democratic politics. She's an attractive female combat veteran from Hawaii with a brain in her head. And she was going to be the next great thing. They made her the co-chair of the DNC as soon as she assumed office. She's only, was she 31 or 32 when she became a congresswoman? This is her 10 years later. I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, believe in open borders, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. If you can no longer stomach the direction that so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, I invite you to join me. And by join me, she means becoming an ex-Democrat. She says, I believe in a government that is of, by, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for government of, by, and for the powerful elite. I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. That is about as eloquently as I could put the situation that's going on. And it wasn't put by me. It was put by a as of today, former Democratic congresswoman and presidential candidate.
So
who Daryl still has the hots for.
How does this work now? Now when her name, her name shows up on C-SPAN, does she no longer have a D after her name? Does she now have an I for independent?
What they should do is put former Rep Tulsi Gabbard, and then in parentheses,
smart as fuck.
Colonel United States National Guard. Because she is.
But she didn't retire. I mean, she just changed her party, correct? I mean, she's not like she walked out.
She resigned the Democratic Party.
So is she no
longer? I would assume she changed to independent. I don't think she would have taken the jump to Republican. She still lives in Hawaii. If you put an R behind your name, you're never going to get elected to anything. But she doesn't care. She loves this country. And she's pissed as hell, like the rest of us are, what's going on about it. But there used to be people like Tulsi Gabbard on the Democratic Party all the time. But that was 30 years ago, and 40 years ago, and 50 years ago. There was dozens of people like her that you could sit down and talk to and compromise with. But now if you question anything about like what's going on in Ukraine, what do they call you, Rick? If you don't give Ukraine all that money,
are you a racist?
Racist.
You love Russia.
Yeah.
You're a traitor to this country. No, we're not. We're just questioning why the fuck we're poking the bear who's got 6,300 nuclear missiles over a country that isn't really a democracy. You know, and top it off, a lady from the Wall Street Journal that I like to read, whose name's escaping me now, Deborah or something. I've been reading her for years. I can't think of her last name off the top of my head. I'll remember it as soon as the show's over. She said that if the Biden administration had gotten off their asses and given Ukraine the weapons and stuff that Trump was going to give them when they asked for them last year, if he'd have given them that stuff early in his administration, and they would have had all these better quality things in place before Putin invaded, number one, he might not have invaded. And number two, it'd be over by now because Ukrainians can obviously fight better than the Russians. Ukrainians are fighting for their country and the Russians are fighting to be assholes. But you also got to remember that over two thirds of the people that are in these disputed territories on the eastern edge and down in Crimea, where I have actually been, people, about 2/3 of them are ethnic Russians. But Ukraine became free in 1991. And freedom is a big fucking deal. And a lot of these people, even though they were ethnic Russians, they think of themselves as Ukrainian. So I guarantee you there aren't near as many people that are Russia lovers as the Russians would like you to think. But the media won't tell you that there are any. The media will just tell you, oh, no, they're all Ukrainians. No, they're not. Not anywhere close.
Okay. Yeah, but isn't another one of the reasons Russia's really not doing so hot in this what was going to be a 2-day war, which is now on month fucking, I don't know,
seven four, or something.
I don't know, whatever it is. But isn't it because, you know, most of the military stuff that they're using, it's all Cold War era shit that doesn't even work anymore. I mean, it's not even like they haven't upgraded any of their stuff like us. No. I mean,
you got to remember, Putin and the oligarchs have been robbing Russia blind for years. I mean, Putin's probably the richest man on earth, which is probably why he took Elon Musk's call. He's like, hey, you know you are really number two, Elon.
Number one, motherfucker.
Yeah, but the Russian economy was not doing very well. You know, Trump got the price of oil down. Remember, we were how much we were paying for gas when Trump was president, Rick? $2, something like that. What'd you pay for gas then, Rick?
About $1.97.
$1.97. I knew you knew a number because you took a picture of it or something, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, $1.97. That was gasoline when Trump was president. You know, and then it went up to five something, and now it's back down in the mid threes, but it's going up again.
Yeah, we're right back up to 369. We got down to like 339.
One of the main reasons the price went down is because supply went up. But most of that supply that went up wasn't from us pumping it or anything. It wasn't because Saudi Arabia gave us more oil. They just told Biden to go fuck themselves. They cut production levels. But the reason our price started falling was because he was given all those barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Yeah, which now just fucked us there, too.
Yeah, so he's giving out all these barrels of oil that our country paid $30 or $35 a barrel to put in the strategic preserve for when we need them. And now the price of oil is $90-some dollars a barrel. Well, at $90-some dollars a barrel, Russia's got money. At $30 a barrel, Russia's poor. $90 a barrel, Russia's rich. So the only people getting poor are the American taxpayers because we've given about $40-some billion dollars to Ukraine for weapons and crap. That if you're going to give them all those weapons and crap, should have given them to them last January and February. At the latest. Really should have given them to them first year, but no. You know, if you give them to them in January and February, fine. But no, he doesn't start giving them stuff till the Russians are bombing them.
Well, and we're also still giving Russia money because you know as well as I do that we're importing oil from Russia just through other people. We're just not directly dealing with Russia.
You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you that Turkey's buying the oil from Russia. Ooh, sorry.
Might be true, but now you're a terrorist. And you're obviously a traitor to your country. You're buying up the Russian truth.
Audacity.
Yeah. What's that? That's too big a word. Audacity? You really said that?
Yeah. A four-syllable word.
Doesn't even start with a curse word or anything. The fucking audacity.
There you go.
I like that one. That's all right. I'm a crude bastard. I don't care. So anyway, I always liked Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, you know, I didn't agree with her on all her positions, but you know, she's a Democrat. She's a true liberal Democrat. Real liberal Democrats don't want to have fucking wars every time they get into office. She's more like John F. Kennedy. You know, and all Democrats, oh, John F. Kennedy, he's a deity. He's the greatest ever. No. If John F. Kennedy was running for anything in the Democratic Party now, he'd lose. where he'd have to become an asshole like them and pretend that global warming is the world's biggest problem. You know, that's the only way he'd ever get elected is coming up with bullshit like that. So anyway, no, I like Tulsi Gabbard. She's a good one. And I'm glad that I talked to her about it because I know Daryl listens and Daryl's probably all excited now. You're going to have to sleep on your back tonight, Daryl, thinking about Tulsi. I'm sorry. Anyway, our stupid criminal of the week this week is from California. California? Uh-oh. It's Google.
I can't believe it's
It's Google, the company. And this is not the first time they've done this. But Google is actually guilty of a crime. Google is interfering in the in the election process in this country.
Again.
Yeah, we know they did in 2020. They probably did in 16 also. But the Republican National Committee is accusing Google of suppressing fundraising and get out the vote emails like clockwork at the end of each month, adding concerns that big tech is putting its thumb on the scale to benefit Democrats in the midterm elections. The company, of course, has offered no explanation. Earlier this year, Google said it took steps to keep campaign emails out of junk mail files. Well, I'm sorry, but every Republican fundraiser letter that Google identified immediately as a Republican fundraiser letter went to a Google spam file. You didn't get them. Now, if you're on somebody else's mailing list or whatever, you know, you're on a candidate you've donated to before, so whatever, that shit will get through. But anything new, anything you have a contact with, boom, right in the trash. You didn't get it. You think that happened to any Democratic fundraising things?
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure that probably percentage is about 99.9. Yeah, they didn't do it. So they're interfering in election. They don't want Republicans to have any money because they want to fund the, you know, from California, they want to fund the candidates in New Mexico and Arizona and New York, and Florida, because it's, you know, it's their fucking business. No, it isn't. But Google is our criminal of the week. And I can't wait till Congress changes because they're going to have to explain. And if you want to make sure
they'll just lie.
But if you elect the Republican Senate, then they won't get away with their lies because then they'll have the entire force of the government coming down on them because Biden doesn't run anything. Biden doesn't run a goddamn thing. And no matter what crazy shit he wants to do, if Republicans control Congress, they can pull the purse strings on it. The courts will back him up because the power of the purse is with Congress. If Congress says, no, there's no funding for this, you can't do it, guess what? He can try to do it, but the courts will knock it down in a month or two, and it'll be over. They're not going to be able to get away with all this crazy shit. The country will calm down. It'll go back to normal. We'll start concentrating on who should really run this country in 2024. Let's go to that. Let's have a debate. Let's have the best the Democrats have to offer and the best Republicans have to offer and tell the media to get the fuck out of it and report, not preach. Yeah, I know that's a lot to ask for. I'm sorry.
I motherfucking hopes, buddy.
Yeah, I know. But anyway. Inflation picture. That thing down at the bottom there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is really important to stress to Americans because we've seen this
everybody
on Facebook.
Everybody sees this stuff on TV. They go, you know, what is it, $550 a month? Biden's inflation is costing the average household. And you and I talked about that, and you figured your number is closer to $1,000 a month.
It is for sure.
For a family of four. Because I'm a family of one, and mine's $500 a month.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's... our Walmart bills are just, I mean, not just Walmart, but any grocery store we go to, they're, you know, out of control. And yes, I unfortunately have to be one of those types of people that shops at Walmart because I have to try to save where I can. So that $500 or $1,000 isn't $1,500 or $2,000.
Hey,
so,
Rick.
Yeah.
How much do you think it's costing you more a month for food and gas and electric and things like that? Well, you're a single guy.
Yeah, I really don't need a lot of home.
You own a house, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe about $350-ish.
Okay. I mean, I don't need a lot. But you're one guy. So yeah. So you would also say $550 a month for a family of four sounds kind of low.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking I'm spending at least $500 more a month. But anyway, these are prices for a bakery. Okay, this is just one bakery. You know, I don't know where they access their stuff from. You know, they don't use the same donut fry shortening that Slim uses. He uses more expensive stuff. He already told me on pre-show. But just you know, if you're wondering why you go to the restaurant and that burger that was $8.99 or $9.99 last year is $14.99 now. Okay, it's not because the employees got this great big friggin' raise. It's because the restaurant's got to do things like this. Now, I don't know what quantity size this is, but in January of 21, when Biden took over, they're paying $12.19 for a sack of flour.
It would be a 50 pound sack. It would definitely be a 50 pound sack of flour.
Okay. In a year later, they're paying $19.97. So that's $8. That's about almost a 40% increase in 1 year. Okay. July of 2022, just 6 months after they had they were running a 40% increase. The current price is $28.88.
Can I give you my flour?
That's 140% in a year and a half.
My flour, 2019, $53 a bag. My flour the next year, $65 a bag. My same flour right now, $89 a bag.
Okay.
Same flour.
Yep.
But not the same flour this bakery is using. I mean, mine's, you know, donut mix, but yeah, still, like, same thing.
Fancy,
you know,
shit.
Right, but same idea. Look how much I've gone up.
Yeah, here's one that really gets me, because this one pissed me off, because I went to the store. I go to the store about every 2 or 3 days because, you know, I don't like buying a whole bunch of shit at one time. I just buy whatever I need, and I get a lot of fresh food. The fresh food only lasts so long anyway, right? So you got to go replace it. But I went to the store today, and they had them back in stock, although everything wasn't there. So today is Tuesday. I guess I was there Saturday morning, and I was there Wednesday or Thursday last week. Both of those days, last week and Saturday morning, they had no eggs in the store at all. None. They were out of eggs. I got the very last packet of Eggland's Best hard-boiled eggs. You know, they're pre-hard-boiled up in a little pack. They had one packet in the back, and the only reason it was there is because mostly little old ladies are shopping, and they couldn't see it because it was on the top shelf, pushed back. So I got that, bitches.
Eggs are on a shortage now.
I'm having egg salad tomorrow.
There's all sorts of things that we're now starting to see.
But yeah, egg prices were $40.92 for a 30. What's that?
30. It'd be 30 count. It's a
case. A case comes 30 dozen to a case.
30 dozen. I'm sorry. I was trying,
because I used to get them. That's how I got them in my stores.
How okay. I do mine at work.
Yeah. So that's what they meant. I'm trying to figure out. I had to remember. I haven't run those stores in 20 years. But, okay, so 30 dozen eggs were $40.92 when Trump left office. In January, they're $47.30. So you're talking, what, seven bucks over 41, six, you know, 42, 50, about 13-14% increase, which is a lot for a year. 13-14% is a lot. Okay. But the difference, January, it went from $41 basically to $47 in a year. In 6 months since then, it's $92.02.
Because we lost all those chickens in that fire. 200,000 chickens died there, remember?
But I mean, that's in fucking sane. Shortening was $41 when Trump left office. It's now $87. Shortening.
I sure need more than that.
I know. I went to buy coconut oil. I went to buy coconut oil today. You know, those little tubs of coconut oil. Because I put that shit on my skin at night. You know, fuck you. Okay. I can't stay this young and sexy without doing something for a beauty regimen, you know. So I put the coconut oil on my legs and arms after a shower. And I'm low. I went to buy coconut oil. They have one kind of coconut oil that isn't liquid in the store, and it's the fancy shit. And it's like $9 and something for this little jar of it. And it's one of those jars you can't even stick your hand in, you know. Well, I'm not using a spoon. This ain't for cooking. This is to rub on my shins. So, you know, the kinds I wanted wasn't even there. But it was $9 and something for the little one that I distinctly remember the last time I bought coconut oil, that little one was like four something.
Would you like me to tell you how much a 50-pound box of coconut flake? We used to do a coconut donut with vanilla icing on it. And we've had to stop this donut because the price of coconut has been going up. But would you like me to tell you right now how much I pay? We don't
know. No, because I love coconut. You're going to break my heart.
50 pounds, $450 a box.
Holy shit. That's as much as chicken wings.
$450 for one box, 50 pounds coconut flake. And people wonder why I can't do
coconut. $9 a pound for coconut.
That's what I'm paying. Absolutely insane. It's insane. My walnuts, I was paying, you know, for a 50 pound box of walnuts or peanuts right around between the two and 235 mark, you know, right up until this year, right up around $400 a box. It's everything. Okay. It's
people.
Everything.
This is what people who don't have a clue how to, you know, I know you didn't like Trump. Fine. You didn't like Trump. Trump's an asshole sometimes. That's fine. But he's not stupid. He isn't the morons told you he was. He knows how to run businesses. He gets people that are smarter than him at each segment of the business to handle that part of the business and explain it and why it makes sense. And he makes executive decisions. That's how you run a goddamn business. That's how he ran the country. And guess what? Everything worked really well. Democrats, you know, like Biden, he'd never been nothing but a politician his whole friggin' life. He doesn't know how to do anything except for make money off of his office. Well, that doesn't benefit you, me, or anybody else. Except it benefits him.
I'm all over Amazon.
You cannot put these people in charge of an economy. I'm just telling you.
We got to get rid of them because we're screwed. I mean, if we don't, we're screwed. And we're not going to be able to afford anything ever.
So, Rick, on pre-show, you were telling me that you were thinking about voting for Kamala for president in 2024.
Don't even put that in anybody's mind. Don't even put
that. And yeah, it's not going to be her anyways. It's AOC.
Will she be 35 then?
She will be 35. AOC is...
Oh, my God. Then we're all going to want to sleep with her.
I'm telling you, this was... Joe was the bridge to AOC. That's all she was. The bridge to AOC.
Well, we'll have to hook her up with the Italian stallion. He'll cure her ass. Rick, will you take one for the team?
No, not in her case, no.
Dude, it could be worse. It could be Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on.
At least Ocasio-Cortez is still young. That's true. You know, and as long as she doesn't talk during, you'd be all right, I think. Because, I mean, once one word came out of her mouth, there ain't enough Viagra in the world.
And after it's done, I can make her make a cocktail for me.
Make me a sandwich, woman.
Make a gin and tonic, and she'd be like, how do you make...
She was a bartender. She was a Hooters bartender.
Yeah, that's one thing she could do, probably, is a gin and tonic. If you tell her to make her a sandwich, then you're a misogynistic bastard.
Yeah.
And you only wanted her for what you could get. Yeah, sandwich. Give me the fucking sandwich.
A good sandwich.
That's all right, I'm not going to use the B word. I'm going to be nice. All right. So if you don't have our app yet, where do you go get our app, Slim?
Google Store or the Apple Store. It's there.
Zone Out.
Zone Out Radio. Music 24/7, 365, and us on Tuesday nights, and hopefully American Idol here in a couple more months. So we'll see.
You said hopefully?
Hopefully. I mean, I just got the...
They might cancel it, though.
Well, no, they won't. They're already taping for the season, but I got.
Oh, I can dream. Come on, let me dream.
It's not looking so hot. I'm going to be spending a lot of time on the road with gymnastics this year. So.
Oh, well, that's good too then.
It is. We'll be traveling to New Hampshire, all over the place. But anyways, yeah, download the app. It's all over. Music all the time, and it's free. No commercials.
Plus, the music's actually good.
And I add new stuff all the time. There's a reason
Brent's nickname is DJ Slim. He actually is a DJ, and he's slim. But he knows what he's doing as a DJ. I mean, he programs really good music.
Thanks.
And there's no commercials. Why? No. Because we fucking own it. We don't need your stinking commercials.
Anyway. But poke Zip.
Don't poke Zip. Poke Rick.
No, don't poke me.
Rick's a famous actor.
No, he don't want to be a Pokemon.
He's been on TV. He's handsome.
Lovely. No.
He's Italian. Poke Rick.
I'm not getting poked.
Maybe you got poked more, you'd be happier.
No, because then I'll be thinking about it. It was AOC, and I would shoot myself.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad. I'm sorry. Put that thought in mind.
Oh, no.
No, not that either.
He did the floppy noise.
He's behaved. Anyway, we're going to close tonight with a tribute to the Democratic Party. I am advising them because I was a marketing expert, so I'm going to try and help you, Democrats. This should be your theme song. Listen to the words, people. This is Imagine Dragons with Demons. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I love it. You guys are so great.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wrongs we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth. I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. So last of all, when the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. So they dug your grave in the masquerade. We'll come calling out at the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Oh, this is all for you. Don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come. This is my kingdom come. When you pull my I need to let you go. Your eyes, they shine.